The song's over.
Pencils.
Whoa.
Yes. we're doing this. Let's get home to this room,
Let's
Tim.
Let's do it. Home room.
What's going on, fellas?
Wait,
it's Monday.
Happy Monday, Tim. Dr. Tim Slecker, Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
I thought that was a restart, man.
No, man. That was the energy that the audience sees in us every day, and that I'm just channeling in to you, Tim, because I'm excited to do this homeroom.
Busted pencils. Yeah, homeroom, fully leaded. Johnny, Tim, and Jacob, we are here. Oh, my God. What a thing. Hey, actually, this is a good example of typically how Mondays go. Hey, welcome to the week. And if anybody's waking up and going, what happened last week? Well, all kinds of things. Get your ballroom dancing shoes ready, because there will be a new East Wing coming forward. And also, potentially, new civics classes headed your way, K-12 learners and teachers. $150 million from the education department that almost doesn't exist is now available to teach civics and history. And Johnny, I'm a little bit disappointed, because if they'd have just listened to Busted Pencils for the last couple of years, all the civics lessons that anybody ever needed, we did.
This is exciting, Tim, and I'm going to ask you, because I think there's a catch to this. As a social studies teacher, and I teach social studies teachers, I get pretty excited when I hear there's a big pot of money to do civics education. I'm like, well, this is absolutely essential to democracy. And
it's about time.
That sounds like music to my ears. There's yet to be an administration to really pour into this in my lifetime of teaching, at least. And so I get excited. But Tim, there's got to be a catch, because I mean, I think if I was to say, I believe this is for teachers like me, you would say, well, I've got some land. I've got some land to sell you that's actually swamp. Right.
I got I got a bridge in New York that's a good price right now.
It's too good to be true, right?
Okay. Within this is truly a civics lesson also a critical reading. John, you know, when they say, you know, make sure you know what is actually inside the gift before you celebrate it. Or in other words, what is labeled? What about the ingredients? So, you know, you get that really awesome looking bag of Doritos and you're like, yes. Well, you know, anybody knows now, read the ingredients and what you get with Doritos. Ooh, that's kind of scary. This too, before you jump in and celebrate all of the cash that is now coming your way to teach civics, you dig deep, open up the packaging, and read the ingredients, or in this case, what it is that you will have to do to get any of the money. And Johnny, just teaching kids to do what we just simply did right there in 3 minutes, that ain't included in the stuff that you're going to be required to teach to get this money. In fact, this, what we just did here, exposing the potential mislabeling of something and looking deeply and figuring out, whoa, that ain't what we bought. That's not going to be what is going to be taught. In fact, we're going to be taught that here is what it means to be a civically engaged. No, actually, here's what it means to be an American patriot. And that's what we're selling here, is patriotism, good old fashioned American patriotism. And I might even say, maybe not even really patriotism as much as it is good old fashioned indoctrination. And you know, I know some people are going like, but kids need to know.
So it's a revisionist history kind
of a revision. It's a revisionist history of the revisionist history that conservatives believe have actually led to a decline in civic responsibility, because, you know, the Howard Zinn types of history that have dominated for the past 40 years, which is nonsense because that's not true. But if it was true, that has caused such civic upheaval that kids don't even know what it means. Sure. To be a citizen anymore, Johnny. So
I'm still excited because I'm still like, hey, maybe that swamp land is actually swamp land I can do something with. I'm going to be diving in. I mean, it's homeroom. It's Monday. It's early in the week, but I'm going to be diving into this because, you know what? It's my job too. But also, like, I teach social studies teachers. They're going to be teaching in this administration, and they're teaching civics all the time in their classrooms when they're teaching social studies. You know, when they're teaching other content areas, they're really teaching about how to learn together in a democracy so that we can graduate to making decisions together in our community in a democracy. As we've said it many times here on Busted Pencils, education is the bedrock or the foundation of a strong democracy. So, you know, I got to understand, if we're pouring big bucks, beaucoup dollars into teaching civics, I got to understand what this administration's version of teaching civics is. So one, I can report responsibly out on it here at Busted Pencils. And two, so that I can prepare social studies teachers and all you listeners out there, right, as part of this. So I can say, hey, like Tim's saying, this is a different version of what we understand as civic, you know, skills contributing to a democracy. Well, I'm hopeful. Maybe there's some cracks in there too that say, hey, maybe there's some of that money for, you know, teaching good old fashioned democracy, Jeffersonian democracy. Not that, like, that not all of the stuff maybe Jefferson did. Again, I'm a big don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Love war democracies, don't love slavery. You know, hold space for those two things. So you know, I'm still excited about this, Tim, and I want to dive into it. It's like you and I went to one of those timeshare places where they say, here's an amazing vacation for $50. You just got to attend this meeting. I'm going to the meeting, Tim. I'm diving in, and I'm excited to look into this stuff. So that's me pledging that I'll be reporting out on it through Busted Pencils here.
When you're at that, and I'm going to show up with the, you know, how to get you out of this time.
Yeah, you're going to have that pull me out of it.
You know, because you signed on to something you did not know that you were getting. Actually, I think a great illustration, though, is what you just said. Okay, if education is the foundation of a democracy,
yeah,
what if we ain't selling education? What if it's indoctrination? Indoctrination can't be the foundation of democracy.
No, absolutely not.
So my challenge to everybody here this morning, this homeroom morning,
challenge of the week,
is to get out there, dig deep, and see, is this a civic education that is going to be funded so that we can get truly educated citizens to participate in our democracy? Or is it something totally different? Maybe not even education as much as it might be some form of, well, I you know, people go, you know, we're not into doing indoctrination. I know. And in fact, you know, we've been hearing for the longest time that teachers should never engage in indoctrination. I'm all for that, Johnny. And so I think, yeah, challenge of the week, not for the week, but for the, not for the WEAK week. Hey, my glasses, but
I'm messing with Tim in the chat, listeners. I'm throwing all kinds of wordplay puns into the chat. Dad jokes for the weak.
But in
the,
you know,
not for the weak, but for the strong.
Okay. So when we hey, you know what? Classes in session, Johnny, this week. Let's figure out what is being sold for civics education. That's the challenge of the week. And now it's time for your moment of zen. Control in modern times requires more than force, more than law. It requires that a population whose lives are filled with cause for rebellion be taught all is right just as it is.
And all is right just as it is when you tune in and listen to Busted Pencils. We love you, Pencil Busters. Thanks for grabbing today's Homeroom podcast. And remember to get other great podcasts filled with more Busted Pencils content on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever it is you get your podcasts from. And you can always find us at the Civic Media website or at BustedPencils.com. And don't forget to miss this week's class in session on Wednesday. And you find a special drop of Producer's Choice on Friday. And of course, Pencil Busters, you can catch Busted Pencils on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.